奉主耶稣的圣名呢，我们继续啊，我们第三节的彼此的学习。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our third session of the workshop.
这个小时呢，我们一起来分享另外一个观念的问题。
And another concept or value we like to share in this session is.
我们今天所有讨论的都是关于观念，我们所以说爸爸妈妈，如果你们觉得说，哎，好像我已经知道了。也没有关系，我们彼此一起学习哈。
So today we're focusing on concepts and values, and if it's something that you've already heard in the past, we're just learning from one another.
这一段我想要谈的分享的部分呢，是关于说界限的这个问题 ，boundary.
So the concept I'd like to focus on this session is the concept of boundaries.
这个时代的孩子其实面临到一个在历史上面宇宙上面。最艰难的一个教育的问题。
Our generation is facing the greatest challenges of teaching today.
因为电脑进来了。
Because computers have been introduced.
从零岁，电脑就在他的生活里面。
And from the age of zero, computers are already in their lives.
所有的资讯可以，他不用出门，他可以收集到。
All news can be fed via the computer.
我们没有教过他的事情，他可以自己有管道，可以知道这个讯息是真还是假。
Anything that we don't teach them, they can find out easily on the internet.
所以从很小的时候，电脑已经成为他生命的一部分。
And so from the time that they're young,Computers are an integral part of their lives.
爸爸妈妈，我们已经没有任何的能力可以阻止电脑进到他的生活里。
Parents, we have no way of blocking computers from your lives today.
既然我们不能阻止这件事情的发生，我们就要去想，我们该怎么引导他去运用电脑。
And so, if we cannot stop them from using computers, we need to set boundaries for them.
那这个时候，我们就会谈到一个界限约束的问题。
And that's why we are talking about the concept of boundaries.
因为呢，这一代的孩子，我们明明给了他很多的爱。
Because in the children of this age, we give them a lot of love.
我们给了他很多书上教我们的聆听。
We may give them a lot of concepts like
listening
skills.
可是我们真的也看见了这一代的孩子，很容易就放弃了。
But we also see a new phenomena, and that is discouragement or hopelessness in the children today.
很快他们就不要一个东西了。
Very quickly, they'll give up whatever they have.
他们有的在更小的时候，五六岁的时候，就很容易表现出来，告诉你他对这个没兴趣，对那个没兴趣了。
Many children today, even as young as 5 or 6, will immediately express their boredom with something.
所以他们整个的心理的发展。其实已经提前到以前25年来所有心理学家研究的东西，可能要被开始修改。
And so what they're experiencing today is new and advanced and different from what analysts have studied in the last 25 years.
所以在这十几年当中，你就发现那个影像摄影 neural 的神经的摄影东西就开始出现了。
In the last 10 years, the neurological scans have started.
那这个出现之后，就帮助了我们看见更多的事情。
Experts are now able to study, through the neurological scans, different things about brain activity.
所以这个知识其实有帮助成为一个我们更加认识神的工具。
And so now we can have new knowledge so that we know how to help and understand the children that we have from God today.
大脑里面的颜色就告诉了我们很多，这个孩子他有一些特别的表现。跟特别觉得无聊这样的事情都可以被照出来。
The brain scans would show different colors, and that would exhibit whether or not a child's brain is interested or bored.
你知道早期的时候，这种很抽象的字眼是照不到的，是不知道的。
You know, in the past, we weren't able to observe this type of brain activity any other way.
我们只知道说他的行为是这样子，大概是另外一个可能性而已。
We can only observe their our expressions to see what they might be feeling.
现在可以照相出来哦。
But now they can actually photograph their brains.
现在在研究爱，爱心。
And they're analyzing, for example, right now, love.
过几年你们就会听到爱心可以照得出来。
So later on, in a few years, you'll see love is able to be scanned in their brains.
所以就可以装在我们教会的门口。
And then you can put that scanner right at the door of our church.
都不用再告诉人家你有爱心跟没爱心。
You don't have to tell anyone you have love or you don't have love.
照得到。
It will be scanned.
传道一看颜色就知道，没有爱心那几百啊。
We see the color, we'll know immediately that person has no love walking in.
那根据那个，你就可以分配工作。
And then, based on that measurement tool, you can...
真的好好用它，真的，知识嘛，tool.
You can assign different people to different tasks.
所以现在可以照到无聊。
So now you can scan boredom.
太神奇了吧。
And it is really
wonderful. 现在也可以照到味道。
You can scan fragrance.
就是说我闻到这个味道之后，它进到大脑里面，在什么地方处理，变了什么颜色。
And so, if someone is smelling something, that will become a new color in your brain.
所以在我的心中，我在我的大脑里面，我感觉是愉快的呢，还是生气的，都照得到。
And the scan can show whether or not my brain activity reflects I'm angry or I'm happy.
不用再骗人了。
And so there should be no more lies.
说你多高兴啊，多喜乐。
Are you really happy or not?
一照就知道。
Once you scan it, we'll know the truth.
那这一代的孩子的大脑真的跟我们长得不一样。
And the brains of children today are different from our own brains.
我们的大脑非常的奇特，它会随着环境的改变以及环境的刺激，它会一直 shape 它本身的那个形状跟它的 function。
So it's really strange because the brain will adapt based on their new knowledge or new environment or new concepts. It will change its shape and it will change its functions.
意思是说，假如我把你眼睛绑起来、蒙起来三天，你的皮肤开始会变得比以前有感觉，你的手跟脚会比以前更加的有那个 sense 感觉。
So strangely enough, if I was to blindfold you for just 3 days, you'll start to feel more on your skin, and you'll start to feel more sensation on your hands and your feet.
那就是我们的脑，它告诉了一个讯息说，现在要用其他的部分去感觉这个世界了。
Because your brain will send messages that says, now we're going to utilize the other senses to replace the visual sense.
所以大脑是可以随着环境以及刺激的改变而不断的改变。
And so a brain, as we know, will respond differently based on the stimulation.
那所以这一代的孩子从妈妈怀孕开始，他的大脑的形成跟我们早期的人已经是不一样的了。
So the children that we have today actually has different development in their brain than our generation.
我们永远追不上他们新的一个大脑的改变。
We can never...catch up to their new changes in their brain.
因为我们的大脑已经是一个固定的一个样子。
Because our brain shape is already fixed.
然后我们接受新知识的能力降低。
And then the ability to absorb new information has now decreased.
这个降低是因为我们刚刚上一节谈的疲倦。
And why has our ability to learn decreased? It's because of the fatigue we talked about in the last session.
这个疲倦是因为带着伤痛一直没有解决。
And this fatigue is a result of unresolved hurts.
所以这个一连串影响了我们大脑的工作。
So all this is a chain reaction to the effects on our brain.
我们可以来教会100次。
We may come to the church 100 times.
我们在开车也可以听 CD 讲道。
We may listen to sermons on CD while we're driving.
圣灵的工作如果没有在里面把我们展开来去 touch 到神的话，你多少这样子的东西，他的大脑是固定不会变的。
Unless the Holy Spirit really touches our heart and changes our path, our brains will never change.
所以神给我们圣灵，真的是为了应付这个时代以及下一个时代恐怖的改变。
And so that's why the Lord Jesus has introduced Holy Spirit in our generation for our next generation, so they can face the complex challenges of today.
所以这80年真耶稣教会的出现，真的是给我们一个很大的安慰。
And so the appearance of the True Jesus Church within the last 80 years is really a great encouragement to us.
因为要我们整个改变过后，我们才有办法孕育下一代的孩子。
Because until we completely change ourselves through the help of the Holy Spirit, can we really start to be good teachers for our children?
他的大脑已经不一样了。
So now we recognize their brains are different from our brains.
从妈妈那时候怀孕的开始，妈妈其实所有身体上面的反应已经直接的传到大脑。那因为妈妈这个年代的妈妈的营养都是 OK 的。
So all the nutrition of mothers today are pretty good. So everything that mother has been transmitted to the brain of the child.
最重要在肚子里面发展的东西，其实大部分就是在脑的这一块。
And the greatest development of the fetus in the womb is the development of the brain.
然后剩下的几个部分是他到零到六岁的时候渐渐的又开始发展。
And then it will slowly develop more on the age of 0 to 6.
那在这边呢，我们就会看见他的不同在哪里呢？就是他很容易很容易照得出来，他很容易很容易就觉得无聊。
And the one thing that we see over and over again is the constant expression of boredom in their brains.
假如妈妈在怀孕的时候又非常的会使用电脑。
If during the time when a mother is pregnant, constantly uses the computer.
那个电脑所有的影像前后左，因为我们的后面是一个像好像底片一样，那个电脑的影像印到我们成人的头脑里面去的，它需要 process 的时间。可是我们不断的看一个钟头之后，那个影像在里面重叠就混乱，我们就会又疲倦。
Every second, the image of a computer is imprinted into our eyes, and it's inverted in the back of our brain, and then it has to be processed. And so, if we have thousands of images continuing into our brain, then it'll start getting incoherent.
应该吸收知识或是看这种网络得到知识的这个东西，应该是好事情耶。
It's actually should be a good thing for us to absorb new knowledge from the internet.
可是为什么一开始出来的脑就已经有无聊的这一块东西造出来呢？
But why is it our children today have the appearance of boredom?
原来知识的东西从 internet 出来的东西是一个片段跟片段的一个 message.
Because the messages or the knowledge we're acquiring is through the internet and it comes in a series of thousands of images.
他越看的时候，他的脑因为跟着改变，就越想要知道下一个是什么。
And as it's the brain is viewing these images, it wants to see what is the next image.
因为他学的，他随着这个刺激，这个脑已经变了，所以他要知道下一个。
So the brain is highly stimulated, and it's always looking for the next screen.
可是呢，下一个呢，可能没有那么快出来的时候，没有在一秒钟出来的时候，他就很容易不要了。
And so if this next screen doesn't come within 1 second, the brain will become bored.
我们看到很多孩子，现在的孩子，很多孩子，他一打开看东西的时候，或是他在玩一个东西的时候，他很快，一分钟，两分钟，明明他觉得很 exciting, 很快他走了，不要了。
We'll see many children today that they may play with something, but no more than a few minutes because they become bored quite easily.
它跟大脑有关系。
And that has to do with their brain.
那这个大脑这样形成的时候，我们怎么办呢？
And so if we have been exposed to computer during the pregnancy, what should we do?
12岁之前。
Before 12?
12岁之前，我们要做一点东西。
This is something that we have to do.
12岁之前一过，我们比较不能够做东西。
After 12, it's harder for us to attack.
12岁之前我们做什么呢？我们要做很多墙给他碰到，让他无路可走。
We must give them a lot of boundaries and walls so they have no road to take.
一个东西如果挡在一个孩子的前面，假如说他是三岁，
If you put a barrier before their walk,
那这个东西挡住的时候，你知道人本身的大脑，我刚刚说过，随着环境跟刺激会跟着改变，对吧？
And this is for children before age of 3, as I mentioned before, your brain evolves based on its environment.
所以我们一挡住它的时候，它会，它的脑子就往上提高一个发展，就是，那我需要往后看一下有没有路吗？
And once you bring up this barrier, the brain will evolve and say, okay, well, maybe I can go around this wall.
然后他撞到了，他就想，旁边有路吗？上面有路吗？后面有路吗？
The brain will look for alternate routes, either above, below, around, left, right.
所以在他很小的时候，他这一块就开始往上发展。
And so when you set barriers for them, this part of their brain starts to develop.
结果他就，因为他发展了，所以他就往旁边走。Maybe try 一下旁边。结果旁边你又把他挡住。
And so if the brain starts to go right and you block this right side,
然后他就又 develop 下一个。Then, 那我是不是再 try 另外一条路？
And the brain will move up another level and develop another route.
这个宝贵的机会会发生在六岁以前。
And this happens before their age 6.
然后到六到十二岁的时候会发生一个 consequence 的联想，一个结果的联想。
And from 6 to 12, that's when they will understand consequences.
这个非常宝贵。
And this is very precious.
错过了这个时间。
If we miss this period,
他以后，我刚已经，我们上一节有一起学到，他以后我们没有办法保证他人生不会有困境。
Because later on, if they encounter troubles in their lives,
那个困境就是一个墙。
The troubles in your lives are like a barrier in your life.
挡住他了。
It will block them from going where they want to go.
他因为之前没有发展这一块的东西。
But if, as in their childhood, they never learned to solve their barriers or go around the barriers.
就是说他的脑子没有发展，他会学，可是不是他没学，是他没有发展到。
It's not that they don't try, it's that their brain has not developed that capacity to go around the barriers.
所以一个墙一挡住的时候，他往前一撞，他说：“哇，没路走。”
And so once they hit a barrier, they're going to say, out a road to walk. They don't know where else to walk.
那我不要可以吧？
Then I'm just going to give up.
这一代很容易说不要。
And so many generation, the current generation today like to give up trying.
我们很担心。
And we're very worried.
因为我们看见这些孩子好优秀。
We see so many excellent youth today.
可是他一直优秀，一直优秀以来，他碰到人生第一个困难的时候，他不要了。
And even though they are so smart and talented, but once they hit the first barrier in their lives, they're just going to give up.
我有一个外面不是教会的孩子。
And I have a child that I counsel, which is outside of the church.
因为他想跳楼。
Because he wants to commit suicide.
跳楼之前，因为他 depression.
And prior to jumping out a window, he had depression.
我们就发现说发生了什么事。
And we asked him what happened to him.
可是一辈子以来非常的好，非常让我们都羡慕的。
This child had the most admirable life ever.
聆听。
There was active listening by the parents.
同理心。
There was the empathy and care from the parents.
Kiss, kiss.
There's a lot of love and kiss and attention.
Touch, touch.
There's a lot of touching and caressing.
爸爸妈妈什么都做了。
The parents did everything they could to love this child.
还没有肚子饿，饭就来了。
Even before the stomach was hungry, food appears right before them.
饭来的时候，他只要说 "Don't want this, don't want that," 东西就又走了。
And then, as long as the child says, "I don't want this or that," then that thing would disappear.
爸爸妈妈就要蹲下来说，那你要 "What do you want?"
And then the parents was stoop down and say.What else would you like?
因为这都是书上教的啊。
And because these were taught by the books out there.
你要 hamburger 吗？ No.
So do you want hamburger? No.
Pizza?
Pizza?
还没回答好。No.
No.
所以他从年轻，从很小 baby 一直开始会说话，跟爸爸妈妈在一起的时候，他在做什么动作？
And so what kind of actions are these children doing?
什么？
What are they doing?
选。
They're choosing.
那这个动作跟电脑有没有很像
？Is this very much like what they're doing on the computer？
一秒钟，他可以不要这个 page。
In 1 second, they can decide I don't want to look at this web page。
下一秒钟，他换另外一个 page。
Next page, they switch to another screen。
他要关掉，他就关掉。
If they turn off the screen, they can turn it off。
他要开就开。
If they want to open a computer screen, they can do it。
他一开可以开三个 monitor 出来。
They can open 3 monitors at a time。
手上那个还是用滑的。
And then they have a sliding iPod on their hand。
你说这些东西是不是选择？
Don't you think these are choices?
所以他从最小的时候到后来18岁的时候，他一直在选择当中过日子。
And so through the time they're small to their 18, they continue to make choices every day.
爸爸妈妈只用一个东西一直鼓励他，好好读书啊。
And then all the parents will ever say to them is, study hard.
美国不容易哦。
Living in America is tough.
Be the top one.
Be the top.
然后 top one 给你一台车。
And if you're at the top, I'm going to give you a car.
所以我们把那个选择的东西也给了他一个很重要，不是圣经给我们的东西。我们一直给他，告诉他，妈咪看这个 most important thing.
And so we keep emphasizing to them that we emphasize education over anything else, not Bible.
好，然后这样子了之后呢，你看他整个大脑是不是就开始变？我刚刚已经说，刺激不一样，环境不一样，大脑长得就不一样。
And so as I mentioned before, the stimulus and the environment is different, their brains will develop differently.
所以他现在，我们又回到了，他进到教会，教会给他什么样的 value?
And now, when they come into the church, what kind of value does the church give them?
所以又回来，你们已经会讲了，什么？我的道路不是你的道路。
Says my way is not your way.
他完全没有，他要选择啊。哎 ，Hello， 他是选择出来的。
The child, hello, is trying to make a choice.
他应该是坐在那边看前面，今天有什么 selection 我可以选的。
The child is thinking that they should be able to select what sermons they want to listen to.
对，结果传道告诉我们说，我们要等候神的旨意。
But then the preacher says again, we gotta wait God's will.
他完全不知道在讲什么。
He has no idea what you're saying.
因为这个 brain 没有 develop 这一块。
Because the brain has not developed this part.
为什么？因为没有挡过他。
Because he has never been given delay.
所以最新的教育的东西 counseling 的东西又回到古时候，就是说要挡他。
So now counseling has reverted to the traditional methods, which is to give them barriers.
哇，专家绕了五十年，告诉你 ，Sorry， 我们现在要挡他了。你孩子都五十岁了。
So after 50 years of tremendous research, now experts are going back to what they originally said was giving them barriers.
不能看书。
So you can't read these books.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
要用什么东西啊
？To use what?
什么？好，有没有
？Just give them boundaries.
有啊，他说要用杖。
And to use the rod of discipline.
有没有管教我们的孩子
？To discipline our children.
那段圣经要注意看清楚。
But read it carefully.
是在一个范围里面。
Is within a boundary.
出去了才把它管进来。
But if they go out of this boundary, they will be shoot inside the boundary.
不是在这个圆圈一直管它。
It's not to discipline them all the time in the circle.
很多人拿圣经说：“老师，你说错了，要打。”
And many people say, "No, you have to beat them." That's what the Bible says.
圣经说的啊，你那么爱讲圣经，圣经说啊。
So isn't that what the Bible says to beat your child?
使他走当行的道，他是带进来的，意思是说本来就有一个范围，那你要把它弄进来。
Actually, the Bible is saying that when you set boundaries, you're just trying to bring them back into the boundary.
Boundary 就是一个墙，挡住他的墙。
And this wall is a wall that's blocking them.
爸爸妈妈真的想要做爸爸妈妈，只能做到12岁，他12岁。
Because as parents, you can only be parents up to the age of 12.
12岁之后，你不再是他的爸爸妈妈，对不起，很 sad.
After that, I'm sorry to say you're no longer their parents.
12岁之后，你是他的佣人。
Then afterwards, you're their maid.
洗衣服。
You're a laundry.
烧饭。
You're their chef.
然后帮他提行李。
You're their valet.
开车。
You're their driver.
反正你要做很多东西，可是他一下车就进房间了。
But then you do a lot of things, but they just go and lock themselves in their room.
12岁之后你是佣人了。
Because after 12, you're just a household servant.
你还在楼下一直喊一直喊，没有用了。
And then you're standing in the downstairs and trying to yell at your child, and they won't come down.
12岁之后才想到我要做你妈，不行了，来不及了。
If you think after 12, I'm gonna be your mom now, it's too late.
12岁之前才可以做他的妈妈，做他的爸爸。
Prior to 12, you are still their moms and dads.
爸爸跟妈妈就是帮他选择。
A mom and a dad is to help them choose.
不是坐在那边问 hamburger 要不要 pizza 要不要 Japanese food 要不要，不是的。
You're not there to help them choose the menu selections.
我们会给他一个很长远的影响，让他进不到教会来。
Because then our lasting effect on them would be to prevent them from coming to church.
好可惜，然后后来又来到，我们就又来，因为我们会来嘛，我们就来又祷告。就说啊，主啊，搞好你啊！你搞啥？你在搞啥？你敢不敢呢？我搞啥
？So when you come to church, you're going to plead to God again, say, "We're going to just